وإلى دهر الدهور كلها، أمين. Today, the ninth day of the blessed month of Baba, may God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren, amen. On this day of the year 146 Anno Domini, Saint Ummianus, the seventh Pope of the See of St. Mark, departed. Pope Abrimus, the fifth Pope, ordained him a deacon, and he served 10 years in this position. When St. Justus, the sixth Pope, was appointed, he saw how Manius excelled in knowledge and faith, so he ordained him a priest. He entrusted to him the teaching of the believers of the Church of Alexandria and asked him to look after him and to look after them and to instruct them in the principles of the Orthodox faith. طبعا لما بنقول Orthodox faith in the year 146 مش معناها الكنيسة القبطية الأرثوذكسية. Then at that time there was no Orthodox or Catholics or Protestant. Yani the word Orthodox is not only for the Coptic Church. Orthodox means the straightforward, the very strict and the very right, in the right track faith. That the meaning of Orthodox. هنا يعني لما يقول Orthodox ما يتهيلناش انها الكنيسه القبطيه الارثوذكسيه، لا، لان دي ما كانتش الكنيسه القبطيه الارثوذكسيه، ده كان كنيسه واحده، واخدين بالك، كنيسه اسكندريه، وما نقدرش نقول يعني ان هي الكنيسه المستقيمه الراي. فهنا الايمان الارثوذكسي يعني الايمان المستقيم الراي. وطبعا كلمه ارثوذكس بتطلق مش حتى على الاديان، في حاجات في العلوم بيطلق عليها كلمة أرثوذكس، في العلوم، في الآداب، في الحاجات اللي زي كده. كنا فين؟ instructed them in the principles of the Orthodox faith. When Pope Justus departed, this father was chosen patriarch. He handed down the care of the churches and the teaching of the believers to Father Marcianus, who later became his successor. He continually restored the strayed sinners, explaining to the pagans plainly the divine of our Lord Jesus Christ and his being one in his divine essence. He stayed on the chair for 13 years and departed in peace. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. On this day also in the year 958 after Christ, during the reign of King Salih Ayyub and the papacy of the father the patriarch Ambacirillus III, 75th Pope of the See of St. Mark, a stupendous thing happened in the world which amazed those who beheld it or heard of it. The sun became gradually dark until darkness spread everywhere and the stars were seen in the daytime. People lit lamps and were struck with great fear. They cried out to God the Almighty with all their hearts, asking for his compassion and mercy. The Lord had mercy upon them. هم افتكروا ان الايام قامت وجت فصوتوا وصرخوا. احنا مش عايزين نوصل لكده لما يجي اليوم الاخير، ما نبقاش مرعوبين وخايفين كده يعني. لكن ده اللي حصل لما الدنيا ظلمت، تيالهم خلاص ان الدنيا راحت، وقعدوا يصوتوا، يا ريت نصوت ونصرخ ونتوب ونقرع صدرنا والدنيا نور، عشان لما يجي يلاقينا جاهزين. Appeared to the light of the world and the lamps were extinguished. That occurred from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning. The people glorified God, who was long-suffering towards them and did not deal with them according to their sins, but according to his mercy and patience. To him is the glory in his church. Amen. On this day also, the commemoration of Saint Simon the Bishop, his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.